worsen. Today, high temperature 98 to 100 will easily break the record of 96. Rain chances are very low, about 10% today and through the weekend, but not zero. Tomorrow, Sunday and Monday, highs in the upper 90s to near 100. Record highs expected each day. That takes us to the end of September. Then, for the start of October, the hot and dry pattern continues. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A man has been sentenced in a 2014 murder case. 21-year-old Rodriguez Reed was sentenced to 99 years in prison for the shooting death of Ladarian Thompson. Thompson and Reed were both 16 at the time of the shooting. 90 new basic correctional officers graduated from the academy Thursday. These new officers have limited duties because they're not APOS certified. Recruitment of corrections officers has increased by 150%. This comes after recent pay raises. And two local schools are being honored as Blue Ribbon schools based on their academic performance. Prattville Christian Academy and Baldwin Magnet both received the honor. More than 9,000 schools have been honored as Blue Ribbon schools since this program started 37 years ago. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 3131. That's promo code 3131 at Vistaprint.com. Own the now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The curtain was lifted on an anonymous whistleblower's explosive complaint against President Trump.
After two fatal crashes and 346 fatalities, the NTSB says Boeing underestimated the panic and chaos inside the 737 MAX cockpit.
Trump is now going even farther in his attack on the whistleblower. He is accusing him or her of being a spy.
What costs more than a mid-sized car? A year of company health insurance. The Kaiser Family Foundation shows annual employer-provided health care costs are above 20%. $20,000.
Controversy over the Joker movie after a warning of potential threats of mass shootings at screenings of the film. Many theaters have issued restrictions on what moviegoers can bring in.
Samuel L. Jackson, whom you know from blockbusters like Do the Right Thing, you can have his voice now on Virtual Assistant because he's teaming up with Amazon.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders. Not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. 94 degrees outside. Sam Morgan is down 46 points. It's hot out there, big guy. Let's bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Like I knew you should. Oh, man.
Well, and I already got out my rants for the day, so I feel the catharsis of just letting those emotions fly.
What were you ranting about?
I got into Hillary Clinton speaking up about this impeachment thing.
Oh, yeah.
And my serious point, all the ranting and insults aside, is that if you're a Democrat, you know, you should be telling Hillary Clinton, go speak about helping children or women's rights or whatever issue you
just
care about.
Shut up
about presidential politics. You're not helping anybody, and certainly not your own party.
Well, we're going to get into that part. I'll tell you, I had lengthy conversations last night. I'm deeply disturbed about how this thing is being handled by the Democrats. These guys could care less about this country and all about power. It is nothing but power. It is I went back and looked at that opening that we played yesterday. We're going to play that one segment again today. It was really talked about among Republicans, but totally not talked about by Democrats. I listened to Morning Joe today. It was infuriating to listen to them. Yeah. Just making crap up.
Yep.
And this is a totally unsubstantiated report. I mean, it's a secondhand report. And they're taking everything that's said in there as an absolute fact. And they're not questioning anything. The news media is certainly not questioning anything. How about that? Listen, we're going to get into all that. How about that debate last night?
I needed extra caffeine this morning. That's when I watched it early this morning.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I thought the moderators and the questions were fine. But the format of a one-minute answer, also, it looked like a game show, the set. I was not impressed. And the candidates were both... I'm sure they're fine people as individual people, but I was sad for the city.
Yeah, it was underwhelming, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Let's listen to WSFA do a report on it.
He said.
Maybe not.
What in the world? Come on.
Is it the one below that? There it is.
Debate. Those candidates went head-to-head right here in the WSFA 12 News studios ahead of an October 8th runoff election.
For 1 hour, the two discussed everything from ways to improve the city as a whole to quality of life for residents.
It's now up to the voters of Montgomery to decide who is best to lead the city forward. The winner will replace incumbent Todd Strange, who has led Montgomery for the past decade. Reporter Samantha Day is joining us live now from our Studio B where the debate took place. And Sam, the candidates gave the voters a lot to think about tonight.
Yeah, Mark, you'll remember back in August in the general election, Stephen Reed got 42% of the votes and David Woods got 24%. But because Reed didn't get over 50% of the votes, the two will be going head-to-head in a runoff election in October. And ahead of that election, the two faced off in a debate tonight to try to secure some last-minute votes. Stephen Reed and David Woods, two very different candidates, debating ahead of next month's runoff election.
What is your first priority, one of the first things you'll work on when elected mayor?
I believe crime.
What do you see as the city's number one priority?
I see the number one priority in Montgomery, Alabama, being that of public education.
Reed is a Montgomery native who wants to change the city's narrative, focusing on education and quality.
I believe that Montgomery has the potential. Should we invest in our public education system? Should we invest in neighborhood revitalization? And should we invest in expanding our economic footprint to be a greater city than it even is today?
Whereas Woods wants to build on current Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange's efforts, focusing on creating jobs and crime.
We have a plan to improve crime in Montgomery, and I know our plan to improve crime will work and keep our people safe. Because just this past week, I was endorsed by the Montgomery Fraternal Order of Police.
Woods says it's his background in business that gives him the edge.
I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman. I like to roll up my sleeves, get in the trenches, work hard, and get the job done.
But Reed believes his background in politics makes him the best candidate for the job.
I'm going to be a mayor for the city of Montgomery. I'll be a mayor that makes decisions, just as I have as a probate judge, that in the best interest of the community, that in the best interest, as the law gives us the statute to do.
The runoff election is set for October 8th. Mark.
Sam, thank you so much. And we would encourage folks who missed the debate to go back and watch it at our website. A lot of great information provided tonight. Thanks also to our partners, the Alabama League of Women Voters and the AARP, who also got a chance to submit questions that were asked during our debate tonight.
And if you go back and look at that debate, that means you have nothing else better to do in life. I mean, it was painful. Joey and I watched it out of need to watch it, but
yeah, it's obligation.
If there's anybody that watched it or saw even a portion of it, I'd love to hear what you kind of think about it. It's underwhelming was kind of one term I would definitely give it.
Right, and another word that comes to mind is wooden. And I would say for both candidates, maybe it was the set and the production quality, but both seemed a bit stiff in their answers. It very rehearsed. I didn't feel like I learned anything new.
Well, you think about Archer Davis and Jesse Love and how they did in that debate. What would it look like if those two would have been up there?
Oh, it would have been much better.
I don't know. It's like the old paint drying type deal, but I guess nobody watched it then if they're not getting calls on it. 272-9228. Couple of reminders. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Get Basket. That we'll be doing the drawing today between 2:30 and 2:40. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Then if you're a first-time caller, we'll put your name in twice. How about them apples? Then you have a higher probability of becoming a winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market Get Basket. Great place, Sweet Creek Farm Market. Need to go down there this weekend. I certainly will be there on Saturday picking up the goodies for game day. Let's see here. We'll grab that phone before we move on and see if they want to talk about the mayor's race. Let's see. 272-922. Do you want to go to a break? Let's go to a break. Good idea. We'll be right back.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Quiet, smooth ride, spacious cabin, impressive technology, and plenty of storage. That's the new 2019 Ram truck at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. I'm Dick Brubaker, and this month only, during Ram Power Days, you can save over $10,000 on select new 2019 Ram trucks and make no payment for 90 days. Over $10,000 in savings and no payments for 90 days at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Equipped with the nicest interior of any American vehicle today, the new 2019 Ram 1500 works great as a luxury vehicle or as a work truck. It has more towing capacity, more rear seat space, and luxury comfort. Ram Power Days brings savings over $10,000 and no payment for 90 days at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Grove Financial with approved credit. Stock number R9154. See dealer for complete details. Offer expires September 30th, 2019.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. I didn't watch the debate. I didn't read the transcript. But I've talked to people that watched the debate, and they told me, no, I'm sorry. I did watch it, and it put me into a medically induced coma. I only came out of it at Jackson Hospital when they turned on Morning Joe.
Oh, then they got you mad, huh?
Shock therapy, okay.
Yeah. Two observations. David Woods is, from what I've heard from everybody that knows him, is a great guy, okay? Heard the same about Stephen Reed, but David Woods is probably the worst mayoral candidate. I've been spoiled because I grew up under Emory Fulmer, but he is the worst. I mean, he makes Franklin James look like Donald Trump in comparison.
Woo.
And here's the worst part. Here's the worst part about it is that he's in the broadcast business, right? I mean, he kind of does what y'all do a little bit, just with TV. He's on TV. And yet he couldn't hardly get sentences out without mangling them, stepping all over them. It was just incredible, you know? And I think, for example, just, you know, talking about a program for crime. Hey, how about to stop crime or reduce crime? Okay, we don't want to make that better. And I know he didn't mean that. But I'm just like, your message is horrible. You're a good man, but your message is horrible. And then, on the other side, when I listen to Stephen Reed, I think the message is quite clear. I'm concerned about public education, the same education system that many people feel my father helped ruin. But that's going to be my priority, not the police. You know, he said, we can't arrest our way out of this. Well, I think most people in Montgomery would say, that's really not the problem here, okay? We need a few more arrests. But it's like one candidate couldn't articulate his program, and the other one basically does not have one. And he's a nice guy, and I'll just tell you that I feel much better about having Stephen Reed as mayor, because I feel like how could he lose now, after watching that performance, because I just think of David Woods, my goodness, fella. You know, you had the chance of a lifetime, and you blew it. It's the worst campaign I've ever seen. And we do have a crime problem, and I think Woods is more right on the issues than Reed will ever be. Okay? And so, anyway, that's just kind of my thought, but I was just...
So how are you vote? How are you going to vote?
Oh, for Woods. Oh, yeah. Heavens. I mean, there's no choice. And like I said, I think, you know, I know people that have known Stephen Reed since he was a child, and they have nothing but nice things to say about him, okay? But we need, in my opinion, somebody that's going to do something about crime. You can't have a good educational system. You know, you can't have a community that people want to come back to or stay in if they don't feel safe. And I just feel like Stephen Reed completely misses that. In other words, his idea is, yeah, we need to get Montgomery better and all that, but we'll just build better schools and we'll pay teachers more. And that all sounds good, but that's not the mayor's job. He really can't do that. Todd Strange tried to support education. That's another thing you just ask yourself. Golly, you don't think that Todd Strange has not tried to do a lot of this stuff, that the police aren't out there trying to fight crime? So, you know, maybe we need more of them, but something. But you know, just building better public schools is not going to make this town a better town, okay?
Yeah, I thought one thing, if you're over, if you're 45 years old or older, Stephen Reed talking about education system, when knowing anything about AEA and the impact of Joe Reed, you kind of know that the person, that's not the guy you're going to put with his top priority is education.
Right. I mean, he would bring some things. He'd be the first African-American mayor. And like I said, everybody that I know that has known him, I know people that taught him in school. They have nothing but the nicest things to say about him. Now, not so much, obviously, about his father. And that's political and not personal. But, yeah, it's like, that's not the solution to anything, and you can't deliver. You know, it's like Elizabeth Warren, okay? I mean, you just want to go, wow, you know, Bernie Sanders, okay, it all sounds good, but you can't do that, you know? And so that to me, but I was like, gosh, David Woods, don't you have, you know, can't you articulate who you are and what you stand for? And like I said, I know people that know him, and I've never heard anybody say a bad word about either one of these two people. And he's obviously been very successful, but watching him stand up on that stage was just painful. Like I said, to sum it all up, Stephen Reed articulated a vision which will not work and is really not even a vision, but he sure sold it pretty good compared to the other candidate who just seemed tongue-tied, ill at ease. And like I said, that's just unbelievable considering the fact that the man runs probably the most successful TV station in Montgomery other than, you know, WSFA in the news. But you know what I mean?
I got you, wow. John. I got you.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, John. Bye. You have a great day. Let's go to Thomas. Thomas, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, I'm 64 years old and been living in Montgomery a good many years now, around 16 years. And I wasn't impressed with either one of these guys. They don't look like candidates to me. I mean, Todd Strain, you know, he looked more business, but he done a lot for Montgomery, I think. But when I watched these guys last night, I'm not putting them down or nothing, but I just don't think they're going to be good mayors for Montgomery. Because we got a lot of problems here. Crime is bad in Montgomery. And the roads are horrible. Our roads are horrible in Montgomery, I think. They need to be fixed and stuff like that. I didn't hear anybody talk about the roads. I didn't hear anybody talk about, you know, mostly all they talked about was education and crime. But there's a lot more wrong with Montgomery than that. And it starts at home with how to raise your children.
Bingo.
The kids get out on the streets and they, you know, older people get scared of these guys because you don't have they don't have a gun. We got to stop all this kind of stuff going on in these high schools where people bringing guns to school and stuff like that. You know, America's got a big responsibility, and Todd Strain, I think, fulfilled it pretty much. I like Bobby Bright did too. But these guys don't look like they're going to be able to do anything in Montgomery. Now, can I express one more thing?
Sure.
To y'all, I watched that hearing yesterday in Washington, and I have never seen anybody, as far as the Democrats go, that chairman up there, he made the whole thing up. Nothing like that was in that transcript. I mean, he made that whole thing up about 7-7-7, all that bull crap. I mean, these Democrats are evil people, and I'm telling you, they're evil. I'm a Christian, but these folks are evil. They believe in aborting babies. They believe in all this other kind of stuff that's ungodly. And I wouldn't vote for them for nothing. You know, I'm an independent man, but I was a Republican, but I'm independent. But they're going to do their best to get President Trump out of office. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen when they do. It's going to be the biggest march in Washington, D.C. anybody's ever seen.
Let's hope it didn't go to that. As I said in the opening of the show, I'm really concerned in watching how the media in particular, because the media is really responsible for this, because they take whatever the Democrats say and they believe it, and whatever the Republicans say, they don't believe it. And
when they twist the words, they twist the words that the Republicans say. President Trump ain't, if it wasn't President Trump, we would be as good of a nation as we are now. Like I said, I'm 64 years old. I've been around a good while. And I've never seen a president that would stand up for America like our president's doing today.
There you go, Thomas. Thank you for the telephone call. Welcome to the Old Folks Club here. Clint, coming back to you, Dan Morris Show, right after this.
Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says California Democrat Adam Schiff should resign for his exaggerated characterization of the president's call with Ukraine's president asking to have Joe Biden investigated.
I'm going to say this only seven times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it.
That was during yesterday's House Intelligence Committee hearing. Congressman Schiff responds to the president asking for his resignation. You're right about one thing. Your words need no mockery. Your own words and deeds mock themselves. Two Sacramento police officers who shot and killed Stephon Clark last year will not face federal civil rights charges.
The officers, one of whom was black, the other white, say they believed Clark, who was 22 years old and black, was approaching them with a gun after he ran from them into his grandparents' backyard.
Fox is telling Jay Powers Clark had a phone in his hand. There were protests after the officers were not criminally charged. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Record heat continues for the next several days. Daily high records are in jeopardy well into next week. Meanwhile, the drought continues to worsen. Today, high temperature 98 to 100 will easily break the record of 96. Rain chances are very low, about 10% today and through the weekend, but not zero. Tomorrow, Sunday and Monday, highs in the upper 90s to near 100. Record highs expected each day. That takes us to the end of September. Then, for the start of October, the hot and dry pattern continues. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's just a being dreamer. My baby line and beamer. All the way to the world.
Over and over.
I think before I die.
272-9228, that's where we are. We'll go back to the telephone calls here. You know, something that could happen is you could get a mayor this shot that, I think this more applies to David Woods than it does to Stephen Reed. I think if Stephen Reed gets elected, I think it would be very difficult to get him out of office. But it may be kind of an interim mayor, transition between Todd to the next mayor that's there. I think that you may come up with a white knight kind of person that is willing to kind of sacrifice for the city versus kind of seeing that as their next political step in life. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir, on this Friday.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I'm glad your surgery on your eyes went well.
It did.
And I wish you Godspeed on that, sir.
Well, thank you.
And my question is, where are the Republicans on this? The only one I've heard is Lindsey Graham. The whole week. He's the only one speaking out in defense of the president.
Well, I don't know about that. Mark Meadows has, Jim Jordan has, Ratliff has, Doug.
Well, he's been on TV.
Yeah, I'm going to play several clips from most of those. But, you know, they're not on ABC, NBC, and CBS. I can tell you that. That's what the problem is. And that's where, that when I analyze this, the nation is getting a diet of ABC, NBC, and CBS propaganda. And I use that word intentionally. It is amazing to me how they're representing this whole thing. And you're going to pick it up in some of the clips we're going to play. That there's an assumption of guilt by the press on this whole thing. An assumption of guilt.
Yes, well, you left out one.
What?
NPR.
Yeah, sorry, I don't watch NPR.
Well, you got to. You got, you know, what's the old saying? Keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer.
Yeah, well, not many people watch NPR. That's,
you know, well, Clint, we don't have to. It's a free country still, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir. But, hey, I watched the some of the debate last night.
So what did you think?
I watched a good 15 minutes.
Yeah? And what happened?
I got bored.
Yeah.
And I switched to Grit, watch Cowboy Show. So. And, hey, the voters in Montgomery, you guys got a decision to make. And, I kind of agree with one of your previous caller. Maybe neither one of these gentlemen can do the job that Todd Strange has done.
I don't think either anybody can do the job Todd Strange has done.
No, so, but like you said, you're saying, I heard somewhere in the fullness of time.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. So, good luck, Montgomery. But I'm concerned about it. I have people ask me, and they say, Clint, why are you concerned about the mayor race in Montgomery? Well, that's your capital city, man. Why would you not be concerned about it? You know, from Mobile all the way to Huntsville should be concerned about the mayor in Montgomery. Should they not?
No, absolutely. Let me tell you, the Montgomery has a real impact on the river region. And
yes, sir.
So how Montgomery goes is going to be a lot of how the river region is going to go.
Yes, sir. I don't have a vote, but you guys decide on that. We'll find out in the goodness of time, as Dan Morse always says.
I've heard that somewhere before. Yep. Clint, thanks for the telephone call. Have a wonderful
weekend. Sir.
Thank you. I will have a great weekend. I'm going to be cooking now, drinking Corona, salsa, queso. Nobody gets hurt. Watch some football, cook some steaks. Let's go to Ricochet. Ricochet, welcome aboard the Dan Morse Show.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Just to chime in on this, David Woods, Mr. Reed. Emory Fulmer is probably rolling over in his grave. Okay. I've been in the city for, 58 years now. Back when they had the police department at night, they would ride the third shift. They had the K-9 unit, so forth and so on, third shift patrol. They didn't have these SUVs like they got now, especially after this gun store, local Montgomery gun store, got busted into, and all these guns got stolen. Of course, I think there were some teenagers that did it. But now, when I come in from work, coming up Boulevard, I see these SUVs, line of highway, the Boulevard, just around town. And then,
Ricochet, did we lose you?
Did you mute yourself?
Ricochet? I
think we lost.
Let's go to JJ. JJ, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Hey, thanks, Dan.
Sure.
Good talk. You enjoy. Look, the Democrats telling all these, making up all this stuff about Trump. Now, with this proceedings, that's going on, this impeachment. Now, they take a vote on it, and then it goes to what, the Senate, and then they vote on it. Is that how it works?
They take a vote on it, right. The House impeaches, and then the Senate convicts or exonerates.
What do you think is going to happen in the Senate? I mean, is that like half Democrats and Republicans?
It doesn't matter. You have to have 67 votes. And they don't have 67 votes. They don't have anywhere near 67. Though they are throwing around rumors that if the vote was secret, they would have 67 votes. That's the biggest lie I've ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's not going to happen. So they probably know it's not going to happen. So they're just so desperate that they're...
They don't have the votes in the House to do it now. Because you have to vote for the formal impeachment process. They don't have enough votes for that right now. And to be honest with you, what Pelosi did, the reason she did this, is more than half of her caucus wanted this, mm-hmm. and they were about to unseat her if they didn't give it to her. They're literally threatening her.
But how bad does this look for her to do that announcement? She can't even get a vote on the inquiry on the House floor.
Well, because she's just she's just pandering.
Yeah, so what they're doing actually is they know they can't impeach him, so they're just trying to...
They're trying to make it look like an impeachment and that Trump has done something wrong. Trump has done nothing wrong. And this is a secondhand, you know, this is hearsay. It is secondhand knowledge. If you take the whistleblower that everything they said is true, it's secondhand knowledge. We don't know, and the whistleblower is now saying he's not going to testify.
No.
Because he's scared. Retribution.
Right.
Or, man, okay. I can tell you something. This is my take of it. And when we kind of get into that part of it, is that this is going back to the intelligence community collaborating to try to get rid of Donald Trump. They're scared to death about what's about to happen. And I hope the Trump administration, DOJ, gets on this damn thing really fast, because they're going to lose the high ground, because they're going to say, see, we told you, they're doing this politically. This has been their plan all along to make Biden look bad, make the Democrats look bad, and to find people wrongdoing and using the power of the Department of Justice for their own political purpose.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I appreciate you letting us know that. Hey, can I take a shot at that Sweet Creek?
Absolutely, JJ. Give me your month and day of birth.
125.
You got it, my friend.
Thanks, fellas.
Ta-ta. Let's go back to Ricochet. What happened to you, Ricochet?
I don't know. I guess the little cut-off button on my phone. I hit it with my chin or something.
Oh, you muted us, as we say.
I guess, yeah. I blame it on Trump.
And that also makes you a racist too, by the way. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, but
I want you to wear that. I want you to wear that with a badge of honor.
Yes, sir. I will do that. But back to what I was saying, this the SUVs running around these blue lights and the bar lights on, not flashing. Okay, if you're going to catch a criminal, you're not going to let the criminal know you go. And if you go deer hunt, you're not going to tie a cowbell around your neck. Back in the day, they used to ride around at night with their canine dogs in their car with the windows down. Cars were matted out, blacked out. They had a toggle switch to turn their brake lights off in the car. And they would ride through these parking lots and around the back of these buildings. The only thing they had was the spotlight. Okay. But now what you've got is you got them riding around. It's like fanning the flies instead of catching the criminal. Okay, so it's almost like they don't want to make an arrest. They don't want to catch the criminal, but by the same token, they don't want any burglaries, break-ins, or theft around the city, and that's their way of controlling it. So, Mr. Woods, if you're listening, you can put in as many precincts in the city as you want to, and you know it's not like the fire department, where they're going to be sitting in a precinct waiting to get a call. Okay, you've got police officers right now riding around in these districts, fanning flies. Okay, so that's what you need to think about as far as controlling the crime. Okay, how you're actually doing it, okay? You're doing it in a stealth mode, just like they're doing it in a stealth mode when they break bust into your vehicle. They're not going to come and shine a flashlight and wake you up at night through your window to let you know they're going to fix the bust into your car. Same concept. But that's all I wanted to throw in there. I would like to put my name in for the Sweet Creek.
You got it. Give me month and day of birth.
11/11.
You got it. I'm just a day guy. Ricochet, thank you.
Yes, sir.
So to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Marr Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey. Dan, I just got one thing here. And I talked to Joey about it. When Adam Schiff got up there, that little weasel, and read his parody, and, of course, everybody that was watching live at that time probably thought it was the actual transcript because, you know, the Democrats never lie. And then they come to him later on and say, oh, that was a parody. Like, did you? Now, Dan, what kind of a person would get up in a session like that, as serious as that is, and do that, and do a parody, and then you hear nothing from the Democrats about it?
Okay, I'll tell you why. Because if he would have read the transcript, it wouldn't have done anything, because there's nothing in there. It was the biggest admission that there's nothing there. If there's something there, Adam Schiff, read the transcript out loud. Don't make stuff up. Can you go back? Can you find that from yesterday? Yeah. It's cut number three. It's nuts what they were doing. Let me play that part of it. Hold on.
And so what happened on that call? Zelensky begins by ingratiating himself, and he tries to enlist the support of the president. He expresses his interest in meeting with the president and says his country wants to acquire more weapons from us to defend itself.
They did not. They said they were about to.
And what is the president's response? That. Well, it reads like a classic organized crime shakedown. Shorn of its rambling character and in not so many words, this is the essence of what the president communicates. We've been very good to your country, very good. No other country has done as much as we have. But you know what? I don't see much reciprocity here. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only seven times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it. On this and on that, I'm going to put you in touch with people, not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him. And I'm going to put you in touch with Rudy. You're going to love him, trust me. You know what I'm asking, and so I'm only going to say this a few more times, in a few more ways. And by the way, don't call me again. I'll call you when you've done what I asked. This is, in sum, in character, what the president was trying to communicate with the president of Ukraine. It would be funny if it wasn't such a graphic betrayal of the president's oath of office. But as it does represent a real betrayal, there's nothing the president says here that is in America's interest, after all.
Oh, good Lord.
It is instead the most consequential form of tragedy.
Unbelievable.
And then he should have said, and by the way, I just made all that up.
Well, we read the transcript to the audience yesterday, and there's nowhere in there that he says, don't call me until you've done, I'll call you when you've gotten everything I said done. That was incredible that he said that.
I'm surprised the Ukraine president didn't wake up with a dead horse's head in his bed. But the thing was, Dan, before he read it, he made some statements like he was reading the exact transcript, and then he proceeded to lie. But nobody on the Democratic side calls him out after he admits it was a parody. Nobody. I didn't hear anybody calling him out.
Yeah, here's another one for you, Jim. Where is the press walking up to the members that are Democrats saying, what did you think about what Adam Schiff said in reading what he accounted as a transcript? What's your opinion of that? Not one Democrat was asked. Now, if a Republican would have done that, every Republican would have asked to be on the record about that.
Yeah. Can you imagine if President Trump would have done something like that, and then when he got through, they said, oh, that was just a parody, you know? They would have been...
They would have gone crazy.
This is just unbelievable. But there's nothing there. And you got to wonder what Nancy Pelosi... I mean, she heard that. What is?
They don't care, Jim. All they care about is power. They want to take Donald Trump down. And there's an intelligence community out there that is helping them do it. This was not planned by the Democrats. This was a orchestrated plan by some people from the intelligence community that put this damn thing together. That's what is so scary about this.
Yeah, because when they said the guy, the whistleblower is a CIA, and then that these papers were how well they were written and all this stuff, I knew right then this whole thing is a group of people that put this thing together.
Yeah,
I mean it was all planned out.
Absolutely, and it was very targeted, very scripted. They knew exactly what the order was going to be in, and. Yeah, one of the first questions I would ask the whistleblower is, who wrote this? And did you get any help? How many times did you talk to the Intelligence Committee majority? And because somebody who knew something about the law helped write this. And it could have been a lawyer, it could have been a staff member, could be a staff member that turned lawyer, which is this whistleblower's attorney. I mean, this is so damn scary, Jim. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, do you think they'll find out who did this, Dan? Do you think it's possible to find out?
Here's what they're doing. They're trying to inoculate themselves that any crime or wrongdoing is going to be politically motivated if you find somebody or accuse somebody. If you notice, if you accuse the Democrats of doing something wrong, the first thing they do is they go, oh, you're in on this, aren't you? That's the first thing that they say. You're trying to use this in a political method.
Yeah, just like, and then Nancy Pelosi got up there the other day and goes, this is not political.
Yeah, and then she goes,
they're talking about her.
Well, the things she said, talking about, obstruction of justice and things like that, it's just, she didn't know what in the hell she's talking about. And that's the amazing thing, is they throw out these accusations as if they're fact, and the press does not say, where's your proof? Because if a Republican says something, they'll go, and so-and-so said this about Joe Biden, and there is no proof.
Yeah, well, that's the scary part, Dan, is that it's not only this group that's doing this stuff, and then the Democrats doing it, and the media,
they're complicit. The reason this is happening is because of the media. If the media were doing their job, this would have stopped it a long time ago, but they're not doing their job.
And Fox is about the only one, and they're getting where I don't know if they had a woman on there today on that show I was looking a little bit at. I said, man, she's one of the regular reporters, she was filling in. Man, she was kind of—I don't know. They some of the people they've got on their networks kind of questionable.
Jim, I gotta go. I gotta go to a break, buddy. Gonna be back with others right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon and Blue Water Broadcasting.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Paperback Writer.
The Dan Morris Show.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. There's your Hillary Clinton.
Oh, good Lord.
Go away, please. Rick, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, thank you, Dan. Thank you for taking my call. Since we're dealing with two issues here, let me go to the mayoral one first.
Sure.
One of the callers you had on earlier, I think he could not have been more spot on. I regret that I don't remember what his name was, but I watched the entire debate, and Reed, he came across articulate. He stared right in the camera. He never fumbled once. And David Woods, on the other hand, kept looking at his notes. He'd lose his place in his notes. And you either know these things or you don't. And, you know, I get referring to your notes just to make sure that you covered everything you wanted to cover. But you would think somebody would have prepped him a little bit better. He owns a TV station. Put him in front of a camera and then critique it. But
let me tell you something. You just said the exact thing I was thinking of. He should have went to his own studio, recreated what the set was going to look like, and practice looking at the camera. Because don't look down, look at the camera. Speak from your heart.
Absolutely. And I think he did himself a disservice. You know, I don't want to speak ill about, you know, whether he's qualified or not, or Reed is or not. But I think he did a real disservice to his campaign yesterday.
Well, I know David Woods, and he's a really good guy. I think he could handle the job. I think that this is a tale of two cities here. What direction are we going to go in? I think Stephen Reed is one direction, David Woods is another direction, and
I agree.
It's a very important vote that we're going to have.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's go to the whistleblower.
Sure.
All right. What was the date on the whistleblower complaint?
August the 12th.
Who was it addressed to?
It was addressed to the head of DOJ. Well, I don't know. I left it in the car.
I think it would have been addressed to the IG.
It was addressed to Richard Byrne in the Senate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it was addressed to Adam Schiff in the House.
Right.
That means Adam Schiff has been sitting on this since August 12th. So Adam Schiff knew all about this. This was something that was what almost 2 months ago.
Well, I don't know if that's true, Rick, in the sense that it would have been originally addressed to the heads of the Intel committees, but I think the DNI was sitting on it. So I think the complaint was probably done by the whistleblower, given to the IG, the intelligence community. Then the DNI, Director of National Intelligence, was the one holding it up because he wanted to look into executive privilege.
And the reason that it was addressed to them, now I remember this, is that in the law it says you must turn over this to those two committees. And so it was all preordained.
Right.
They knew the course, and when they didn't get in the course, then they kind of leaked it.
Right.
Yeah, and there's your leak, okay? And why did Pelosi, why did she hold a press conference before the transcript was ever even released? It was because she had already accessed this whistleblower complaint because it was given to Schiff, and you know he shared it with her. And the way it was written, you know, this is a CIA operative, but it was written more as a legal writ or a legal brief. His attorney, and you mentioned this earlier about his attorney, but his attorney